KJBQ, KO4JKV. Yep, well, it sounds like you're pretty plugged into the tech world. My mom and my sister in Cincinnati, they have every gizmo you can have. They have the talking everything, and that stuff kind of wears me out, but I already have a phone, so, I mean, I'm just tied in as anybody else, but I don't know if I would like my phone, my alarm clock telling me to get out, but hey, if it works, I bet, well, you should get one of those robots. They're going to have those robots coming out soon, and you can program it to just pick you up and throw you out of the bed.
Oh, yeah. I can just see that. Not. Now this is, you can give it attitude and just for effect, you know, just something different. But we have, when we just came out of the heating season, of course, and most forced air furnaces, whatever fuel is used, will squeeze the air out of, squeeze the moisture out of the air in your house. And I'm very sensitive to that. I can't sleep with my throat, my sinuses, everything burning because I'm breathing this very dry air. So I have a humidifier where I sleep, and I need to refill that, like every day during that heating season. And so the hockey puck will remind me about 11 o'clock. I'm never going to bed before 11 o'clock. And it could be sometime after 11 up to, you know, in the morning hours or whatever. But it needs a while to saturate the air. Doc, I don't know what the comfortable ratio is. While I do have a hydrometer in the room, about 30% humidity is minimum for comfortable sleeping. And I mean, I've watched this over years of time. So I keep that thing full, and it has a hydrometer in it, and it, when it gets dry, it turns on. And that keeps it from getting, you know, sticky, you know, overly humid, keeps from the air getting too humid, you know. You can go either way with that. So, anyway, these repetitive chores is another thing it will remind you to do. I just need reminders. Maybe I'm relying too much on them, but I wouldn't get half the things I do repetitively done in an appropriate time without the help of these things that talk to me. And I don't know that Donna is, you know, she's smarter than I am. I'll just put that right out there right now. She's smarter than I am. And I'm not stretching that any. I married her because she's smart. I knew I would need that someday. KK4JBQ.
4JBQ, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Well, that's good, and I tell you, if the hockey puck helps you keep organized, keep on with it. And I definitely could use a little more structure, and so it is nice to have a good reminder. I guess I could set reminders on the phone, but I actually do. Like, say, for instance, on Mondays, I'll have my iPhone, Google Calendar, give me a reminder. I need to run the net today. Don't forget. And then certain bills and things like that. So, yeah, I guess I'm using technology at a certain extent. But that sounds good, Larry. Let's see. See if you have anything else. But if anything, just be nice to the hockey puck. Don't get it to turn on you, because that could be bad. But back
knows too much about me. But one thing that I have learned, haven't put it to good use yet, but it has, this particular one has what it calls skills. And they are things that other people have committed or have contributed, that's it, contributed to the pool of things that this thing can do. And one of them happens to be CW practice. It can help you learn CW because it has that skill, and whenever you got time, you just ask it to run that skill, and it'll rattle off the CW, and it will accept your reply and grade you on it, sort of, you know, just tell you, well, that was very good. You're coming right along, you know, and because it's a voice, and you can choose the voice. It can be male voice or female voice. It can be regular, you know, hillbilly like I talk, or it can be an English lady or an Australian man, you know, if you'd like a little accent in your day. It's just as fun. It does everything but turn, oh, it will, with other devices connected to your lamps. You can tell it to turn a room light on if you want to. This was just a marvel. It really is. And I will use it if I find benefit, and I will pshaw. You like that word? Pshaw the thing if it seems a little over the top. Duncan, it's been good talking with you, and I hope you have a good night's rest. Hope everybody else out there does the same, and we'll meet again about the same time tomorrow. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you, Duncan. Thanks again for calling the net. 73.
Larry, we'll break with KK4JBQ. This is KO4JKB in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And 73 to you, Larry. We'll talk at you soon. And let's see. Yeah, I guess if I could choose the voice of my hockey puck, it might be the comedian Sam Kinison, and have him yelling at me to get me doing things. But good to talk to you, Larry, 73. And we're still taking check-ins. We're just past the hour here at about 10 p.m. on my clock. So any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. Last call for check-ins or comments, call KO4JKV. We did it again. That was one excellent net with some fine rag too. And tomorrow night, your net controller is KQ4WHN. That is Mark. And he'd like it if you'd stop by and check in with him at 9 p.m. as we're here every night at 9 p.m. with a different net controller. And thanks everybody for checking in, and have a great rest of your Monday. Stand by for my net report. KO4JKV now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 is and good night. KO4JKV clear.